Hi, this is Pastor Chris, and I want to welcome you to this, the fourth edition of our Sunday in Review. This is what happened at Living Hope Baptist Church in Geneva, New York, on August 4th, 2019. The day started with Sunday school at 9:30, and we did a word of the day, as usual, to begin the class. The word of the day was the word mimsy, and it is an adjective meaning rather feeble and prim or over-restrained, coined by Lewis Carroll and Through the Looking Glass. After that, we had a church trivia question. This founder of the Jesuits died in 1556 of an acute gallbladder attack. He had spent the day before in prayer. Who was he? Well, your choices are Ignatius of Loyola, number 2, Francis Xavier, 2, Dominic de Guzman, or 4, Francis of Assisi. And the correct answer was Ignatius of Loyola. If you got it, well done. After that, we had a case study. The case study went like this. Your grandma Maud was widowed in 2002, but recently she met a man her age and fell in love. They have decided to move in together, but they refuse to marry because they will lose pensions and state benefits. They claim to be Christians, and they say their pastor supports them in their decision, saying that an official marriage is only a legal hoop in this case. The pastor says he's willing to do a quote-unquote religious wedding. What will your biblical response be? Well, that was our case study. I gave my own personal opinion that these elderly people were being deceptive and that the church was being unduly tolerant of what ultimately I believe comes down to ungodly behavior. And that led us to a discussion of the book of Revelation. Yesterday, we turned to the book of Revelation, and we looked at chapter 2, verses 18 to 29, where the Lord addresses the angel of the church in Thyatira. Speaking to the messenger, that is the pastor, we believe, of the church in Thyatira, and he talks about the church's tolerance of a woman named Jezebel. And that may be her real name, more likely it's what he called her, to remind us of the wife of Ahab. But this was a woman whom the church had allowed to elevate herself, and who called herself a prophetess and taught and seduced some of the believers to commit sexual immorality and to do other things that were displeasing to the Lord. And because of this, the Lord said he was going to bring punishment on some of the people in the church. Well, the call was then to repent, and to repent ultimately of this toleration. We had a lively discussion, and we had a great time during it. After Sunday school, we took a break for about 15 minutes, and then our morning worship service began. We began with the song, Our God, celebrating who our God is and His greatness. After that, we had a couple announcements. We encouraged people to come and visit our new website, www.livinghopegeneva.com. And then we talked about the fact that in the Family Bible Hour, in the evening, we would begin a 6-part series called Not a Fan, a follower story. And it is a Bible study that we will talk a little bit more in a moment about. Anyways, after that, we had our call to worship came from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Great passage. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Really a great call to worship. That led us into another song, Never Once. And after Never Once, we sang the song, Trust in You. After we sang the song, Trust in You, we talked about the idea of raising up praise of God, raising a hallelujah. And my wife, Nicole, introduced a song that was really new to us called Raise a Hallelujah. Great song. And I just want to make a point, if you're happy to listen to this, the word hallelujah means literally praise Yahweh. Now lift up the praise of Yahweh. And so we should always know that when we're tied, say hallelujah, we're saying praise God, praise the true God, praise the one who is the I am, Yahweh. After that, we talked about sang the song Sinking Deep, standing hearing your presence in a grace so relentless. I am won by perfect love, wrapped within the arms of heaven, in a peace that lasts forever, sinking deep in mercy's sea. Following that, we had our scripture reading from Proverbs. We read Proverbs 8, 1 through 11, And then we had our offering and children were dismissed. We had a prayer time, and during our prayer time, we focused particularly on the horrific killings that have occurred in this last weekend in El Paso and also in Dayton, Ohio. We acknowledge that there is so much hate in the world, so much evil in the world, and we also affirmed that the hope the world has can only ultimately be found in Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all the hate. After our prayer time, we turned to our time in God's Word. And we returned once again to the book of Proverbs. And in particular, we were looking at yesterday Proverbs 3, 1 through 10. And I suggested that we could call this Dad's Five Success Principles. Now, when we say the word success, we should always say, ask the question, success at what? And we can be successful at many things. We can be successful at our careers. We can be successful at sports. We can be successful at academics. But really, what really matters is that we be successful before God, that we be successful at godly living or successful at wisdom. And it is toward that end that we offer these five success principles. And with that in mind, remembering that repetition is the mother of learning, I gave five words that we tried to remember together to memorize them. And they were this: remember, cling, trust, humble, and honor. Let me say those again. Remember, cling, trust, humble, and honor. And those come from five exhortations and prohibitions that we discover in Proverbs 3, 1 through 5. The first of those is to remember God's word. Proverbs 1 says this: my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. Number two of those is to cling to mercy and truth. And we observe that the word for mercy here, the Hebrew word, speaks of kindness. In other words, we are to cling to kindness and to truthfulness. The way it says in Proverbs 3, verse 3 is this: let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then we turn to the word trust. Trust in the Lord. And of course, that comes from verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Then in verse 7, we find our next word. When we read this: do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Have that reverential awe for the Lord and depart from evil. In other words, humble yourself before the Lord. And then finally, the last word, honor, comes from verse 9. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. And these are, I suggested, five success principles for godly living. And here they are again, so you don't forget them. Remember God's word. Cling to mercy and truth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Humble yourself before the Lord. And finally, honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all your increase. After that, we have the great opportunity that we have every month here on the first Sunday to celebrate the Lord's Supper. We gather together, remember the Lord's death, and proclaimed it through the breaking of bread and the drinking of the cup. And it was a great time. After that, we had our song of response. We passed a plate for the Dinkins Benevolence Fund, which is there to serve the needs of our congregation and community members. And then we ended with a benediction from Romans 15:13, which reads this way: now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our family Bible hour then began at 6 p.m. as usual. After our call to worship from Psalm 34, we had our reading from James chapter 1. This is our scripture reading. We've been reading through the New Testament in the Family Bible Hour. And I'd encourage you to come out, because if you come every Sunday to the Family Bible Hour, in the course of a couple years, you will have read much of the New Testament. And not only that, you will have profited from the many different varied biblical teachings that we discuss and study. Anyways, after that, we had our time of prayer for a missions group, and we focus on the Abaza people in Russia. And again, this comes from the Joshua Project. Very helpful website. I encourage you to go there. Anyways, the Abaza live in the western region of southwestern Russia. In the 6th century, this people group accepted Christianity. But between the 16th and the 19th centuries, they gradually converted to Islam. In the 1800s, the Abaza fell under Russian control and rebelled against Russian authority several times until the 1900s. This people group lives in small, isolated settlements high in the mountains. Since there are so many Christian people groups in the area, they are familiar with Christianity. However, they have no real knowledge of the saving power of Christ. This region at one time had many followers of Christ, but more recently, it has become resistant to the Christian message. And many of the people don't fully understand the message of Christ. The idea was suggested that maybe followers of Christ in the Republic of Georgia will have the opportunity to take the gospel to these people in this region, including the Abaza, and we should pray toward that end. We did indeed pray for the Abaza people group. It's a small group. I think it's about 45,000. And encourage you to remember them in your prayers, if possible, during this week. After that, we started a new DVD series, a Bible study, called Not a Fan. The idea is this, that there are some people who are simply, it seems, fans of Jesus Christ. They would be fans of an important sports figure or a cultural figure. Then the observation is that they are distinguished from those who are ardent followers, enthusiastic admirers. And the gentleman who does the series says, in the gospel, Jesus never seemed too interested in fans. And the question is asked, is this how you would define your relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you an enthusiastic admirer? Are you close enough to Jesus to get the benefits, but not so close to require sacrifice? So are you just a fan? Jesus, he suggests, was looking for followers. Not just any follower, though, but a completely committed follower. How would things change, you're asked, if you lived as Jesus lived and you loved the way he loved? Well, maybe you have already joined the hundreds of people who have stepped across the line and said, I am not a fan. I am a follower, a committed, deep follower. Well, if not, then this is a great study to be looking at. It's a great study because it challenges us to consider our relationship with Jesus Christ and allow him, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to take it to the next level where we become ardent followers, committed and devoted. Anyways, great series. I encourage you to come out. After that, we had our benediction. And we closed for the night. I do want to say, as I close up today, I just want to say, if you are not coming to Sunday school or to Family Bible Hour, I would suggest you're kind of missing out. And there's a lot to be gained in coming to all things that we offer during the Sunday. I know it's a lot. You come in for Sunday morning, and you come for the evening. It's a lot. It takes a lot of time and commitment. But I suggest that the gain for you will be really great. Well, that concludes our Sunday in Review for this week. I hope you have a great week. God bless.